From NPR News, this is Day to Day. When Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, a small band of reporters, editors, and photographers from the Times-Picayune ignored orders to evacuate so they could report and publish a version of the newspaper from a whole bunch of locations, including a colleague's home. This afternoon, the Times-Picayune of New Orleans won a Pulitzer Prize, the highest award in American print journalism, for breaking news coverage, and shared another prize for public service with the Sun-Herald of Gulfport, Mississippi. David Meeks is city editor at the Times-Picayune. He joins us from the newsroom. Congratulations, David Meeks.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor for our paper and really for our community.
What are you doing to celebrate?
Well, we are, we've been more subdued than you might expect in the newsroom simply because this has come with such great loss to the community, and we've had more than 1,100 people lost their lives. But I think you've seen a lot of handshakes, a lot of hugs, and a lot of tears just for persevering through what we went through last August and what we continue to go through. It's just nice to see that recognition by our peers.
You were on your way out of town on the back of a delivery truck with, more than a dozen other staffers, and you all decided to stay in the city even though you didn't really have a newspaper to publish in. During the time that a lot of this coverage happened, you were just publishing online, weren't you?
That's true. Our office had water come to the front steps, and basically what I did was I took the wheel of a truck, loaded some people in the back, and we headed back into the madness, and we just decided we were going to find a way to do the job. And we found homes, we found bicycles, we found a kayak and a canoe, and our readers even helped us. We had a reader who had a phone line that remarkably still worked, and we were able to do all that to tell the story to the world. We knew this was a huge story, and it had hit our town, and we were determined to tell the story.
One thing that you discovered in the course of filing this story was that online really makes a difference, because you had been getting, 700,000 hits on your newspaper website, and you went to 30 million a day.
It was pretty amazing. It became immediately the fastest growing website in the world, and 30 million page views per day is correct. All over the world, people knew that we were here, and they figured out that we had people on the ground, and it was reflected, I think, in the tremendous interest on the website.
I know we kept calling you up to do interviews with you about what was going on in the city.
Right.
It was thrilling to read the coverage, but still, when you think of it today, it must seem awful also.
It does, like I said earlier, all this recognition is wonderful. It's nice to be seen as a newspaper that produces fantastic journalism, but it is all touched with a hint of sadness just because of what it's done to our homes. 200,000 homes either damaged or destroyed. More than 1,100 people lost their lives. Most of those people drowned in their own homes. And those are the kinds of things that never leave our minds, no matter what recognition comes our way.
You know, newspapers everywhere face such challenges. It must be particularly difficult for you because you've lost a lot of your advertising base, haven't you? What is going to happen to the Times-Picayune?
Well, the Times-Picayune is strengthening by the day. What is interesting to note is that our readers are so engaged that our advertising base, when it does return, is quickly seeing the Times-Picayune as a great way to communicate with people. I'll tell you something you don't often get as a print journalist is to go around your town and be popular. Everywhere we go, where we used to be lectured, now we're loved, and people see us as setting the agenda, as committed to seeing New Orleans rebuild, and I've just never seen the Times-Picayune as popular in New Orleans as it is right now.
David Meeks, city editor for the Pulitzer Prize-winning New Orleans Times-Picayune. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.